Today's feast is a very, very important feast. It is the second joyful mystery, the visitation of Blessed Mother to St. Elizabeth, St. Zachary, and St. John the Baptist. While others, when they come, take away grace, the Blessed Mother brought grace. And so the Blessed Mother went to Ayn Karim at the very mere suggestion of the Archangel St. Gabriel, after she had agreed to become the Mother of God. And she comes to bring salvation, because even like she does today until the end of time, the Blessed Mother brings salvation. At this mystery, salvation was in her womb. She gave agreement to the Archangel, and immediately the Holy Spirit came upon her, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. And Elizabeth says, for those who do not think that we teach the correct faith, that say that only the Scripture teaches, which is heresy, by the way, the Blessed St. Elizabeth says, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, how is it that the Mother of my God should come to me? The moment your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. He leaped because original sin was taken away from him, and he was thus to be born without original sin. And he was to be the precursor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior. And so today, we celebrate this wonderful event, and we see how the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit, the Church, as always, has beheld Mary as the Mother of God, not, as the heretics say otherwise, the Mother of God. And she comes to us too today, to you and me. Still to this day, she brings Jesus. And this devotion of the visitation is very much akin to the devotion that we have here and to whom we pray every single day, Our Lady of Prompt Succor. The image of Our Lady of Prompt Succor is the image of the Blessed Mother rushing to give help, and her garments behind her are flying in the wind. Our Lady of Prompt Succor is Our Lady of the Visitation, even though in that image she has the baby in her arms and not in her womb. So today, we unite our prayers to the whole Church, and we pray for the Church in these disastrous times in which we live. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.